Hello and welcome to our half-hour meditation. I'm Katharina Seidler from Resource Yourself, and I'm really happy that you're joining me for this half-hour of connecting with ourselves, with each other, and calming down and charging our batteries and raising our energy. Today, I want to focus with you all around the theme of loneliness and disconnection. We experience this so many times, a sensation of not belonging, being excluded, not being seen, not being understood, or just plain being lonely. We can be lonely when we're alone, or we can be lonely in the midst of lots of people. It starts in our minds, it starts in our illusions, our projections, our ideas, and the suffering that we experience comes from thinking that these ideas are true. So today, let's see if we can let go of some of the ideas that isolate us and make us feel lonely. And maybe we can even find within ourselves what it is that we need and that we think we need from others or on the outside. So I'm inviting you to follow my voice as if it were your own thoughts, and to just sit or lay, breathe calmly, and allow yourself to relax and to be guided. We'll start with a few intentions, and what I want you to do is just think the phrase as I say it, and then imagine that you radiate it out. And when I say radiate out, I mean through your mind, through your body, through your energy body, and into the world. So, let's go. I'm aware of my source and supported and guided in my process by a higher power. We are supported and connected in body, mind, and spirit with each other and with all the people joining us in this process of growth. I see my illusions of isolation, loneliness, separation, and exclusion. I discover myself beyond these illusions. I find what I need within myself. So I concentrate on my breathing, inhaling deeply and letting my attention shift wherever it wants to go. It can go to sensations in my body, to the things that I hear or think, to certain thoughts or images. As I inhale, I give my full awareness And then when I exhale, I let go. I inhale and I'm aware. I exhale, releasing all the stress and tension and whatever I've just perceived. I inhale, let my attention drift, and I'm aware. And I exhale, let it go. I notice the parts of my body that are especially tense or that don't feel good. And I just breathe into them. And when I exhale, I let go of stress, tension, and burden. And with every breath, I allow myself to sink a little deeper into a different plane of awareness, connecting with my subconscious, letting go of having to understand. I'm just aware, and I let go. I notice my body's weight and how it sinks and pulls down. And every time I exhale, I sink into the sensation. Just for a moment, I focus on my hands and on the space between my hands. I imagine that this space between my hands represents an infinite intelligence, a source of light and information that functions outside of space and time. It represents something that is bigger than me and can guide me, and something that I can't understand or grasp with my mind. But I can observe how my hands interact with this space between them. I notice the sensations in my hands, the temperature, physical sensations. Maybe they even want to move a little. Every time I inhale, I perceive how this infinite space of light and information in my hands are connected, and how they interact, and how I can perceive it. Now, this infinite light and information is not only between my hands, but everywhere within my body, outside of my body. It's in the center and the source of everything. So I let my attention drift to where else I can perceive this interaction with infinity and light and information. Maybe I get a sense of expansion or release or physical sensations in other parts of my body. I just breathe deeply and let myself sink into these sensations. I let myself enjoy them. With every breath, I relax a little more and I can trust a little more that my awareness is guided to exactly what I need to focus on. And knowing that, I can just ask for the things to come up that I need to see right now. The sensations, thoughts, patterns, any experience that relates with me feeling lonely, disconnected, separated, or isolated. Maybe I can even sense this in my body. You just give it my attention. And I enjoy the fact that there's nothing I have to do. There's nothing that has to happen. I'm only aware. My attention drifts. And with every breath, I trust a little more in this process. So maybe I can sense a sadness in my heart or any other kind of blockage in my heart. I just give it my attention as if I went right into my heart, being my heart, being my own center of love. And I just explore how it feels, how I am when I'm my heart love. And again, every time I exhale, I release what I just perceived. And every time I inhale, I explore anew. And maybe I can feel and notice how the impact of my illusions just fades away and how I slide into something that's underneath all these illusions. I allow this relaxation, this sense of peace, come into my awareness. So now I observe all the thoughts that typically make me feel lonely and disconnected and separated. I inhale and I'm aware of one. And as I exhale, I let it go, feeling or being filled with this sense of peace every time I release a bit of this isolation and this loneliness. And maybe my loneliness connects with sensations and thoughts around not being good enough and not deserving. So I go right into them and I explore this side of myself. It doesn't deserve to be seen and connected. And I know every time I go right into a pain, I can explore it and discover it and notice how it dissolves. So I can just have the courage and not be scared. I give room to my pain about not being good enough, not being deserving of connection, having to hide. And at the same time that I experience this pain, there's also this infinite intelligence of light and information present everywhere, directing my awareness, giving a bigger context, a bigger, deeper meaning to me. Knowing that I'm within this infinite field of light and information, I can just open up to any experience of pain and sadness and separation because I'm held, I'm supported, I'm anchored. I keep breathing and I allow for everything that comes up to be handled by something bigger than me. I'm aware and I'm here. There's nothing I have to do. I can just be and witness. So I'm putting my attention right into my head, into my mind, the center of my thoughts and my understanding. And I imagine how everything that I've learned that is negative about myself and about my connection with others, it just comes into my awareness and then it flows out of my mind, out of my head, and it gets handled and resolved and directed by this infinite source of light and information. I'm just aware and I allow it to leave my mind. It's only a decision that I don't need this anymore. As my mind is getting freer and clearer, I ask my subconscious to give me something that I need to understand and see about my connectedness and my belonging. A message that will guide me in letting go of all loneliness and isolation. Everything I need is already within myself. I explore how this is true for me right here and now. So I enjoy this relaxation, the calmness, and this new perspective and perception. And I imagine how it flows into my day, my current situation, my relationships, my work, all the aspects of my life that need this knowledge, they get it right now. I take a few deep breaths, directing my attention to my physical body. I notice my head, my neck, my back. I'm going down my body all the way through my legs to my feet. I notice the parts of my body that feel like moving and stretching. And I allow this movement to bring me back to this more usual way of awareness, to this physical existence, to this room that I'm in. And I know that everything that I've experienced in this different plane of awareness is true also when I'm washing the dishes or cleaning or working. Just the fact that I'm not aware of it doesn't mean that it's not there. So I can trust that whatever I needed, my subconscious has it within me and got it and uses it for me and for my growth. So I thank you very much for joining me in this beautiful process. I hope that you feel calmer and re-energized and good after investing this time in yourself and sharing this with all of us. I thank you very much for joining, and I'm really looking forward to seeing and hearing you next week. Bye for now.